This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and chivalry. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear listeners. We are talking about chivalry and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So when we talk about chivalry, of course, the beautiful manifestation of chivalry can be seen in the land of Karbala. And so we find that when it comes again to chivalry, this very aspect of being noble, of being honorable, of being decent, of being modest, we find this in the land of Karbala, but we don't find it on the side of the forces of evil or on the side of the army of Yazid under the command of Umar ibn Sa'd. Matter of fact, we see this chivalry and this honor and this nobility on the side of truth and justice, which was the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, just to keep in mind, we can't really call the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam an army because there were so few in numbers. But every time one of the soldiers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam would come to the battlefield, they had this very honorable and noble and chivalrous manner that they had. You know, they would address the enemy, they would advise and give admonition to the enemy, and then, they would start the battle. And when they were martyred, they would request Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to come and aid them.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about chivalry and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We talked about how the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and His Eminence, the Master of Martyrs, also showed chivalry both on the battlefield and off the battlefield. This sense of honor, this sense of nobility, this sense of chivalry was very apparent on the side and the followers and the family members of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, we too in our life must be chivalrous, and we too must have this, you know, knightliness, if we don't have a better word to use at the moment. But this idea of being noble and honorable in our lives, this idea that we too, as a Muslim living an Islamic lifestyle, we must carry ourselves with honor, with chivalry, and with nobility. As a Muslim, again, and as we live this Islamic lifestyle, we have to make sure to value ourselves and to give ourselves the proper value. And when we do give ourselves the proper value and we kind of attain this aspect and this characteristic of chivalry, then this will emanate in our actions, it will emanate in our speaking, and it will eventually even emanate in our thoughts, where we start to become in sync with our Islamic lifestyle and with our Islamic chivalry.
At the horizon, the source we're waiting for.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
You can save yourself tonight and go at deep silence, feel the air.